Hey guys,
it's happening
with Sookie and Joey.
Crackle me.
Wait, I feel like we should have did a background for Christmas.
Well,
I'll pretend there's trees.
We look like we're in a detention center right now.
You look like you're in jail.
Could be.
And I'm a hot mess right now. Welcome to the show, bitches. It's happening with Snoopy and Joey. This will be our last episode of 2024. We'll be back in 2 weeks because we got Christmas next week. Then it's New Year's. So we are off the grid for a little bit. But welcome back, bitches.
We back. What a year it's been. I mean, I think this year flew by more than any other year in my life.
I agree. And also a lot of shit went down this year. And 2025, just to let you bitches know, a lot of people are saying it, a lot of mediums, a lot of psychics. I don't care if you don't believe it, but 2025 is going to be the year that we're going to find out everything. Aliens, angels, like all this shit.
What are they saying?
So get prepared.
All will be revealed.
Yeah, it's going to be a spiritual awakening for 2025. So you bitches better get to church, start praying on your knees, and get ready.
I dressed up like Mother Mary. Mother Mary. What's her name? Virgin Mary.
Mary. Yeah, Virgin Mary.
Oh. Yesterday for the holiday. I know that we've been like, I think that's because you and I have been preparing for Christmas since August. I want to take my tree down.
What?
Not down, but like, I'm like ready. I think the house has been so like cluttered lately, and I'm just kind of like I'm in a cleansing mode. I need to start purging.
Oh. And like
streamlining. I painted, so lots going on in the home. I have, I painted my feature wall because my shelves arrived for Christmas from Spooky. But I have
can't. Oh, did you put them up yet?
I can't. Not until the day before you come over because my contractor is not available until the 27th. So.
Oh my God. I am so excited for our girls' day.
I've been emailing with the people, and they're doing custom menus for us. So I had to say something cute.
Did you say it's for Snoopy?
They know it's for Spooky. They didn't know if it's for Snoopy or not.
Oh, they should give me my money back then.
No, they don't know. They know it's for Spooky. I believe they do.
Okay, so what we're talking about is me and Joey. I feel like I've been like wanting to hang out with my girlfriends from New York, but like also like I want to like celebrate my birthday. And I like haven't done anything for my birthday really. So this is like the time. It's like a little celebration, but also just like girls' time. So my best girlfriends and Joey, Opal, we're doing like a girls' day. We're going to brunch, then we're gonna go to Joey's house. Oh, I just cannot wait for it.
Movies.
Yeah, so you have to keep your tree up for that.
Oh, it's gonna stay up. It's just okay. A decoration I gotta bring to Poppy's house for Christmas Eve. But yeah, so I was in cahoots with this brunch place. It's still gonna be Christmassy there and super cute. It's one of my favorite places. And we're going to have our little table.
Is it still going to be Christmassy there, though?
Yeah, after sure. Christmas. Well, it's before New Year's, though, so it's going to be...
True.
I think that's
true.
Through New Year's. But it's going to be good because we have a lot to celebrate. We have to celebrate your birthday, my early birthday.
Yes. Are we doing anything for your birthday?
Well, are you going to be here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, my birthday's on a Friday. Let's go somewhere.
What do you want to do?
Just go to dinner in the city and then maybe like go back to my house.
Okay.
Or go to a club, a nightclub?
No, we're too old for that. I don't want to do that.
Me either.
But we have to talk about Christmas Eve. Like, are we still getting together? Like, what are we doing?
Christmas Eve, I'm doing at Poppy's house this year. It's going to be a scaled down. There's only about like 10 or 12 of us this year. So it's not going to be too crazy. But I'm doing all the cooking for that. Well, over that. On today's episode of yesterday's episode of Kiki Cuisine, I did our steak toast appetizers.
Oh, so good. Can you make those for your house for a girl's day?
Yeah, I have all the ingredients still because I made them for you when you're supposed to come over the other day.
Oh my God, I'd kill myself. Ugh.
Look what he's doing.
You're bad. I'm telling Santa. You're a bad boy. I'm telling Santa. I got him 2 Christmas presents.
You got who?
I got Wiggles Christmas presents.
Some. I had to order all my presents from Santa to Poppy's house because we're going to be waking up there on Christmas Day. So I'm
Oh,
not
I love him.
in Santa to go there. So I had to get, because this is the first thing. I still haven't gotten a picture taken with him, with Santa. I don't know where to go.
Oh, you're the worst.
Where do you bring dogs for it?
You could just go to the Short House Mall.
But they'll take picture of your animal.
Yeah, you could sit with the animal, or you don't
I
want to
don't want
be
to
in.
be in it.
Oh, yeah, Wiggles will attack Santa.
I know.
Wiggles will literally scream and bark and go insane.
So I got all these dogs. There's gonna be three dogs there that morning. There's gonna be original Wiggles will be there, and then
Oh, are they gonna get along?
hey, but they already met. I'll send you the videos. They get along
Stop!
so cute. They follow each other around like choo, 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 choo.
Oh
And
my God, send me the
Wiggles is
video.
my. Remember how tiny the original Wiggles was? OG Wiggles is my. Is so much tinier. It's so funny to watch.
Stop, that's so cute. I love
But he's gonna.
that. Little
I
munchies.
ordered a blanket with his name on it, and like in little paws and bones. So it's like, like a receiving blanket almost. Like he loves.
Cute.
I put it, he loves being in bags, and he loves living on things and couches and stuff. So I said, like, cozy blankets around at all times to help.
It.
It's always cold, so I was to wrap him up in that. So I got him that blanket. Then I got a bunch of all different toys that all the kids can play with. So I'm gonna have like little baskets. Like I'm gonna make like everyone's gonna have their stocking, but then I'm gonna like make one like general basket, Santa basket. They can all go in and take what they want. 'Cause who knows who likes what? So I'm gonna do
Cute.
that,
Oh.
and then I'm gonna get little cute cookies and stuff like little tr like dog treats from the PetSmart or Petco, PetSmart,
I love that.
whatever
There's
one's.
actually one in my town that has like the best Christmas cookies, birthday cookies. Like they have the cutest things.
Bakery. So I'm gonna get a bunch of those little things for that. Yeah, it's gonna be a dog Christmas. They're all gonna be celebrating. And my sister's dog, Wiggle. What's his name? Dexter. Oh no, Hunter.
Dexter.
Hunter. Oh, you missed Dexter. That's another thing. That
I
was.
know, bitch. We already talked about
Oh, we
this.
did talk about this. Correct.
So annoying. But let's talk about the episode. So I ended up watching the episode because I missed the freaking party. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But I watched the episode. Oh my God, it was so good. So I was judging everyone because, they're playing the younger versions of themselves. So it's not the actual actors from Dexter. So
Right.
I was hardcore judging. I was like, oh, they better have the look. They better do the movements that they do. And I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, holy shit, this is fucking bomb. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, young Dexter's Patty Gibson. He's fabulous. We get to hang out
He
with
reminds me of
him.
Tom Holland, by the way.
He's so hot.
Oh my God, Tom Holland. Like, I see Tom Holland and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he's so cute. He's one of the
Is
sweetest
he
guys.
straight?
He's straight. He's dating Maude Apatow. He's dating the girl from Euphoria.
Oh, he's Tom Holland.
Judd
They
Apatow is
have to
Zac
be
Apatow's
related
daughter.
somehow.
Beautiful couple. But I got to meet his family and him, and we got to hang out at the premiere party. What
I know.
lovely people!
I cannot wait for new episodes. When do they come out?
I don't have.
Friday? I
I
think
think
it's
they come out
Friday.
Fridays. Yeah, they come out
Yeah, so
Fridays.
you guys can watch it on Paramount, but you have to have the showtime, so you have to pay more. Which I didn't know, so I had to pay more, but I don't care. I'll do anything for Dexter. So I think new episodes come out every Friday, and I'm just so excited. I love
Yeah,
it. I love it.
Original Sin. It's called
Love
Dexter
it.
Sin, New Blood, and yeah, it's
Yeah.
on Paramount Plus with Showtime package. It's
And
such
now Dexter is coming out with a new series,
a.
I
Yes,
think in the summer.
the original to Michael
The original Dexter. Yes. Oh my God. Like, ugh.
Michael Thomas Murray. What's his name? C. Thomas Hall. Peter. Michael
Yeah,
C. Hall.
Michael
Michael C.
Hall.
Hall.
Yes. So I'm souped. I'm souped. I love it. Five stars. Five stars all around. Love it. Dexter, you are killing it. Original Sin on Paramount. Make sure you guys watch it. It's freaking phenomenal. And that's all I have to say about that.
I watched a new show, Spooky. Did I tell you about it already?
No.
It's called No Good
I'm
Deed, and
my
it
breath.
stars Lisa Kudrow and Ray Romano.
Or I like her.
And it also stars Abby from Broad City and Matt Rogers from the La Culturistas podcast. And it's just a star-studded cast, but it's so fun. It's about like a couple whose like son dies. Oh, and also stars the lady from Dead to Me. Not Christina Applegate, the other lady. Linda.
I don't remember her name. The brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
So she stars in it as well. And it's about Lisa Kudrow and her husband, Ray Romano, I guess. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but spoiler alert. Their son they live in this house and they're selling their house. And so, and the Matt Rogers plays the realtor. So all these people are coming in to look at this house. And it's like all about the, everyone like wanting to buy the house and like fighting all different couples and families trying to fight to get this house. But there's a dark story in the house because apparently their son was murdered in that house.
Ooh.
And so it's like all about like, you know, the inside secret.
So it's like a mystery.
Yes. Of like what happened, how the son died and they never caught the killer or what they did. And then it's all, it's
what
very.
What streaming is this on?
This is on Netflix.
Netflix. Okay.
It's called No Good
Deed. Noted.
It is so good. But the thing is, I'm so annoyed because I was like, some, you know, if I don't understand something and I can't like, I have that mental messed up thing that where like, if I can't understand what's happening, I can't go forward and watch a show if I don't figure out what's going on first. Otherwise I can't make sense of what's happening. Even if it's a wait and see, I still can't figure it out. So I had to figure out who this character was that this guy was talking about on the show. So I Googled who the character was so I can understand what's happening before I finish up. And I mistakenly got in a wormhole and I found out who the killer was.
Oh, shit. So you ruined it.
Ruined it, but I still watched it. It was very good. So if you need a new show that's going to be lighthearted, but serious, but still
like
a little emotional. It's like the same exact vibe as Dead to Me.
Oh, yeah. I got to give Poppy's Christmas card. Do you guys want to see my Christmas card?
I didn't get him yet. What are you sending him out on February 14th?
I literally just got them. So it's whatever.
Is my picture? No.
Cool. I hate this filter. How do I turn this off?
The background, this little blurry. I want to see the pictures. Is Rocky?
How do I, background? Let me.
Like your kids are fine, but I don't really see pictures of those kids. I want to see pictures of Rocky.
How do I get rid of this now? Get out of here. Go away.
Selena's behind you.
Selena!
What is that? They sent you a Selena?
Go away. I can't see you now. What I do?
Bitch, I can't see. Oh, there he goes. So zoom in.
There's my Christmas card. Rocky's,
oh, Rocky's
at the top,
on top of the tree.
Like a star. And then we have all the kids.
Are you on the back?
Merry and bright. No, I never put myself on the cards. And then.
Lorenzo is a full blonde. A blonde bombshell.
So that's my card. I want to send it to Poppy. Because I feel like he'll get offended if he doesn't get my card.
Oh, he loves your cards.
And all over that.
I'm in full Poppy birthday planning mode. His 70th.
Wait, how do I get back, man? Hold on. All right, keep talking.
His 70th birthday is at the end of the month.
I can't believe Poppy's 7 day.
I know.
Where's the time gone?
I'm planning an event, a party. I'm not going to say the scale of it. I'm not going to say who's coming. I'm not going to say where it is. That's heart's a secret. But I do need vendors. So I was already able to secure our. Remember that picture I sent to you of that beautiful.
All right, found you. Okay, go.
So I already secured the balloons. Remember that picture, that beautiful picture of the entryway that I saw? I thought it was Janice's house, that whole Christmas installation.
Oh, yeah, from my girl.
Oh, it is? This is your girl?
I think
here,
so.
Here comes the fun shop.
Yeah, she does all my parties, more.
Oh, that's how I got in touch with her. Because I've been DMing her for years. And I was like, and I remember she said, anytime you need balloons, let me know. I would love to do a party for you.
She's fucking amazing. Yes. Much. I love her.
So she's going to do Poppy's party.
She can do it all. She does it all.
So she's going to do Poppy's party balloons. I'm so excited. And then I have Tap Snap 1165, the best photo booths in all of New Jersey and New York. Booth Babe is coming to do the photographs, but I do need a DJ. If anyone wants to be a DJ, I need a cake.
Oh, I have a DJ for you.
I need a DJ and a cake. Do you have any of those?
I have so Confections of a Rockstar, Kimmy. In Asbury Park, she could definitely do it if you reach out to her. And then DJ Puri. He did Christmas.
My DJ.
Yeah, do him, moron.
I was planning on doing that. That's my friend from school. We grew up together as teenagers.
Yeah, so text him.
Oh my God, I have totally to do it. DJ Puri.
Yeah, we have to text him now because he's like booked up.
Booked and busy.
But, Confections of a Rockstar, Kim, in Asbury Park. She always does all my kids' stuff and my cakes and everything. She's phenomenal. She's the best baker I know. So she would definitely make a drama cake for Poppy.
Do you think I should get those things made of like a cutout of his face so people can like, you know, you bring out a bottle service and they have the cutouts of the people's faces?
Totally. Yeah, you can make those on Amazon. Those are cheap.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I went to IKEA yesterday in New Jersey. I rented a car from Kite.
Where'd you go in Jersey?
Not Jersey. I was in Brooklyn. I went to Red Hook. I went to IKEA because Billy's moving into
his apartment.
Billy is moving.
Why IKEA? What'd you get there?
I got all stuff for Billy's apartment for Christmas. That's what I got for Christmas. I said, you know what? I'll just get all the furniture.
Oh, that's nice.
Instead of, and you know what? You don't remember these. I forget how, like, you know, when we were young, I mean, you never had this. You never experienced this, so I can't identify with you about this. But we all know us young, us people, like when we were young, our first apartments, it was all IKEA. Nowadays, it's like even nicer. You can get some more stylish things than you could before. But it's like, you know, you want furniture that's going to last for a few years, that's going to be look cute and modern.
Oh, yeah. And you're not like breaking the bank.
You're not breaking the bank. You're not going to have it forever. But it's like, you know, it's enough to like be, and IKEA is a perfect place for this. So I went there and it was so nostalgic. Billy walks in. He goes, have you ever been in an IKEA?
Yeah.
It's like a simulation. It's like Pleasant.
Oh, I love IKEA stores.
It's so cool to see. So we got everything we needed from there. I got a couple things myself. We got, like, you know, all the basics. If you're moving into a new apartment, literally it's one-stop shopping. If they have everything you can imagine, from an extension cord to a fucking full-on like sleeper love seat and throw pillows and, like, you know, they have everything you can ever need. Can openers, every shape, fork, everything. And it's perfect for a new apartment. Everything wants to be matching. So I got him, you know, all his furniture he needs for his bedroom and some like things for the house, and then all the shit for the kitchen and decorations and all this stuff. So how he's like all
love out, it. That was out. So nice of you.
Well, you know, because the thing is, like we were talking about earlier, I was like, what do we need? Like, you know, we could go out and get a nice piece of like a watch or something fancy. It's like, but you know, we don't need all that shit. I'd rather, and Billy and
no, I, he actually needs furniture.
So I think with that, it was like, you know, what am I going to buy him? I'm not going to buy him some like fancy piece of jewelry or a watch or a fucking electronics or something. So I got him all that stuff. And then, you know, now his house is all outfitted out. He can live him and his girl, gay best friend are moving in together. And I think every young gay needs to experience that in their life.
He needs to do this. Even though it's hard because you want to spend like every second with him, he needs to experience like being on his own and like growing up and living with his bestie.
I wouldn't trade those years for my life. Me and Jamie and Michelle, we all live together.
It was the best.
And it's that's when you, that's your, the best times. That's when you can be like your, you know, trial and error, like about your style of like what you like in your home. I don't know. It's just like a whole liberating experience.
It's a part of growing up.
Your girl best friends. It's like you get these bonds and like you go through stuff like the struggle of like, you know, oh, we're going to, cable's getting shut off. You know, like, oh, we have to like, oh, we got to real eat ramen noodles all week. It's like, you need to have those real life experiences to be a rounded human. So I'm excited that he's going to be living with his girl best friend. And, you know, he just came out of the closet. He never had time to live with his gay best friends, his girl best friends, you know?
Yeah. He's experiencing a lot. This year was a lot for him.
So 2025, I'm so happy that
he's going to be like thriving and being his true self and like living life to the fullest. So yes. I'm excited for him.
And hosting little happy hours and things at his house and doing sports parties. So he's going to have his own little time to feel like he's accomplished and has all his shit. And I get an extra closet.
Yeah. You get like a space back and you get like alone time, which is nice.
Well, it's not alone time because I have fucking Wiggles. Look what Wiggles did.
Wiggles is bad.
He's being bad.
Dana's not coming, Wiggles. Wiggles, you're a bad dog.
No, don't say that. Santa can hear.
Yeah.
No, Kida.
He needs
you. Oh, Kida. He needs you. I know. New Year's. Oh, Christmas Eve. So I'm going to be at Poppy's house, but I do have to come I'm going to be in that neighbor. Once I get home, I'm always hanging out in your neighborhood. I got to be there the 23rd because I have to go get the rest of Poppy's presents and I have to go to Pestosa's. So ladies, if you're in the Jersey, Brooklyn or Jersey area and you need appetizers for Christmas Eve, bitch, Pestosa's ravioli.
That's the one in my town, right?
Yes. They have
so good.
The best prepared foods. Like okay, I don't want to say it now, because I'll say it, but like I'm going to place the order as soon as we hang this up. These mini stuffed artichokes. They're like artichoke hearts you get in a salad can. Nicole, you'll fucking die. I'll bring them to your house on Christmas Eve.
My favorite.
No, Nicole, you know the stuffed artichokes that we eat, like that you big ones your mother makes that you scrape off. This is like the salad ones where you can eat the whole thing, like you pop it in your mouth like a salad, but it's a whole one instead of the cut or the quartered, whatever. It's the whole baby artichoke, and they stuff the breading into it, so it's a big soft piece with the breadcrumb and the cheese, and you just eat the whole thing in one bite. It's the most
really
Nicole. If I was right now, I would go there right now. And they make them every year and they have them. And I have to get, that's on my vision board for my thing. So I have to order those and have those made. But yeah, anything you need from them, this is not sponsored. they have all the best prepared foods.
Very nice, very nice. I like how they have like all the yummy Italian desserts. They have the fresh mozzarella, like all like the fresh cheeses and everything. They have prepared food. If like you know you're having a busy week, but like you still want to like eat yummy, like you can buy like cutlets and all this stuff. It's just delicious freaking food.
Pizza dough. They even have pizza dough that's like half baked already, so you can like just like get that and make your own flatbread. I'm making a mussels marinara flatbread that'll blow your balls. I'll bring a piece to Gianni.
Ooh.
He eats mussels.
Yeah.
And I'm making, I'll read the menu right now. I'm doing the seven fishes. What should we do for yours? Who's coming to the house? How many guests do we have at your house?
So it's only my parents. So it's Puppy Gail and then it's Nanny and John.
Good.
And then it's me and Gianni and the kids. That's it. It's nothing. So,
so I'm gonna
I just ordered Eat Clean Bro because, you know, I do catering. Well, Gianni, like my mom like does a salad or whatever. I'll make the dessert, but then like Gianni does his crab sauce, which is like 2 pounds of just like a ton of pasta, delicious. So then I really just needed like a meat and side. So I always use Eat Clean Bro because you know they do catering food stuff and it's delicious food. And I got ham, so I got the yummy for
I love ham.
I love ham so much. So we have ham, and then we got like a side of veggies. We got like 2 sides of veggies, and that's all we really need.
Are they making glaze, or should we make our own glaze? They'll probably have the glaze.
But we don't have to go crazy with appetizers; just like three things.
And we're not going to go to Costco. We can just go to right to the regular store because we don't need all that shit. We always make too much.
I know. So I'll just
we'll make our steak bites.
You have to give me a list, and then I'll go and get it.
All right, good. Because that's what I'll do. So I have 10 people coming. I'm going to decorate the house beforehand, the tablescape, and then on my way to Pestosa's to pick up the appetizers on Christmas Eve, I will pick those up, then come to your house, do the cooking there, do our pictures and presents, and then I'll go back home and celebrate with my family.
Yeah.
It's mommy. I have to visit mommy. Mommy lives by your house.
Who?
Mommy lives by your house.
Oh, yeah, mommy.
Yeah, I bring her a present there. And remember last year I wrote Merry Christmas, Mom, in the snow, and I sat in the snow and cried.
Mommy!
Do you like my new glasses? This is not a paid ad. I have been wearing glasses since I was fucking in middle school. I had the goggle style glasses like when I was a toddler. I got these, a new company called Cubits, Cubitts. I never could find the glasses that fit my face. These fit perfectly. They're big enough for my face. They are the most chic glasses, and they come in the nicest case, this like nice silver case. And they're from like
London. Wait, where'd you get it from?
Cubitts, Cubitts. Look at it. It's so chic. Look at this case.
Ooh, that's cozy. Does it come with like a little wipe cleaner?
It comes with a spray bottle, a beautiful little spray bottle that smells like a spa, and a thing with a beautiful picture on it of the Amalfi Coast. It's like,
oh, see, I need that because
guess how much it was with shipping, everything. It was $200.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but I have terrible eyesight, and I'm always wearing glasses at home. Like I can't see the TV without glasses. At night I can't drive without glasses. I can't see, and I have astigmatism. So
me too.
So I'm in need of new glasses.
You have to go there. And I never found something that fit my face. I got one pair to see them. Now I have to go back and order all different pairs. They have sunglasses, but it's like so chic. And I cannot believe like from the style, these are like nicer than like Gucci or YSL or Tom Ford. Like, and I can't believe that they're only $200. A lot of glasses can be like over like $600,
$700. Oh, I know.
Go to Lens
Craft. So on this website because I only... So like now I only wear sunglasses that have my prescription in it, so I can actually like see when I'm out, and it's like HD. I'm like watching like freaking a movie. Like everything is HD and crisp. And then when I take it off, I'm like, holy shit! Like everything is blurry. But I go to how do you say it? Firmu. They have good glasses. And you just put your prescription in. You can get the sunglasses. You can get like regular glasses. And then when you walk outside, it turns into sunglasses. It has like the shade.
I had those.
And everyone's like, why don't you get LASIK? Bitches, I went down the rabbit hole of LASIK on TikTok. Everyone that got LASIK was like, do not do it. They were like, it doesn't last that long. You have to keep doing it. And now I have chronic eye pain for the rest of my life. Like people, some people go blind in one eye, but they have like serious like nerve damage and everything. I just from like watching that, I do not recommend anybody getting LASIK. So I'm gonna be blind forever, and that's fine.
Tonight's my company party.
Are you gonna black out and be embarrassing?
I don't think so. I think I'm gonna go for like, I think I should definitely go though to say hello.
Yeah, why wouldn't you go?
Well, because Billy's leaving soon. He's going for on vacation for his Christmas vacation. He goes for the whole holiday week. He's on his family go do this huge vacation every year. So he's leaving for that. So we like this is the last week with him for Christmas. So I wanted to like do a dinner tonight.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because
Well, why don't you
then
go to the party for a little bit and then go out to dinner?
that's what I said. That's the one I said.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get dressed up. I'm gonna put Wiggles in. I'll talk about Furbo in a second. Put Wiggles in his little house, and then we'll go say hello at the party. And then it gives me an excuse not to black out
There you go.
and like embarrass myself and like
Be responsible.
take my top off. And I forget that at Barstool, people work here for real. Like I work here for real too. But it's like people like the upstairs people, the businessy people, like the acquisitions and like legal teams and all those people. They're all there. And I forget that, like, they're not derelicts like the rest of us downstairs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So I forget
hot messes.
we have to act polite and
Well,
not.
I'm sure everybody always like blacks out, though. I'm sure it's not.
What's
It's
going
not
on?
like you guys are like
I
lawyers.
know, but what's going on with the spooky shop Christmas party this year?
I've been like so busy with just like
Nashville.
filming and everything and life and cheer, traveling for cheer. I don't have time to do the Christmas party this year. It's so sad, but also like there's so many people now. So it's like Long Island. I have like 10 people there. Then Nashville's 10 people. Like how am I gonna get
Well,
Nashville?
now
Like
that you're a
Nashville's gonna miss it.
conglomerate, now that you're a conglomerate, you're gonna have to do them separately. You're gonna have to, you know what I would do though, Nicole? As a business owner, I would have a lot, a certain amount of money for each location to give to the managers to do a nice, something nice for their staff. Like
Oh yeah.
you guys, like, to give however what you think it is, it should be. And like, take the girls out to dinner or take the girls to a bar or take the girls to
Yeah.
whatever. And have, so that's the same thing that you would do normally, but everyone can actually not have to travel and spend all the money flying around just to be with each other.
Agreed.
I think that's what we should do.
Oh yeah, I think that's cute.
I'll
I
call
just feel
Lana.
bad.
I'll email Lana and see if she can set it up on the back end.
Yeah, I feel bad because the Suki Shop party is like the party of the year. It's so much fun. We get a DJ and we all just like dance and have a good time. But
Well,
it's
you
like
know what?
now that I'm like a corporation, I'm like a franchise. I don't have the time to do it. And there's too many people.
I was just hoping that you were booking it so I could piggyback on and try to get a group rate. Because it's like if I book Spooky's party and Poppy's party at the same time, will you give us a discount and throw in some shrimp cocktail?
Oh yeah, so you could do Poppy's party upstairs and then I'll be downstairs. And
The
everyone
spooky
could just
shop.
like keep coming up.
Yeah, we'll just share what and I'll skip out on the bill. I'll be like, oh, Spooky says she took care of
You imagine?
it.
Yeah, so I'm sad, but bitch is busy. I don't have time, and that's fine. But Christmas, if you guys need last minute like gifts and
I
everything,
was just thinking that.
because I know I'm still trying to like finish. I have this thing every year where like. And I need to like count the presents after I'm done with this. But I always think like I'm not gonna have enough for the kids. And I want the kids to have the same amount. So they're not like, oh, she got more, he got more. So I'm trying to get the same amount for each kid. But it's like my fear is like everything is laid out on the tree and it just looks like shit. Like there's no presents. Like I want it to look grand when they wake up and they walk down the stairs and they see the tree. I want it to be like drama, like holy shit, Santa brought us a lot of stuff. So I want to make it look like it's like drama, you know what I mean? So I get worried that it's gonna look like stupid.
Okay, can I say something? I rarely like to like copy other people. I'm inspired by people, and I don't like to, I give credit where credit's due. And the Kardashians are not always my favorite things. But what Kris Kardashian did this year, I thought was so smart. And you don't have to do the same version of it, but what she did was she like each kid, she had a special wrapping paper made of their faces, like cartoons of them on it. Not saying doing that, but I think for
Oh,
each
yes, so you
all
know
the same
who's
wrapping
who.
paper. So all Angela's presents are in the blue paper.
Yeah.
All Sissies are in yellow, and all this one's in this. I love that idea.
I
So,
did that last year.
yeah, color coding it makes some in
Yeah.
the chaos of it all, and like last minute things, like forgetting where is it? Where is it? And then you have, then you're able to balance out equally. So, because they're visual people, the kids, they don't care if it's, if it was $10,000 or $4, if they want the most presents at that thing. So if you can, you can look back and say, wait, this is the yellow presents, look like there's more. Then you get a fucking thing from Walmart and wrap it so it looks bigger, so everyone's got the same amount.
Yeah. So last year I did, Sissy had like the pink Christmas paper. Angelo had like the bluey, like cartoon paper. And then Lorenzo had like the cute, like Christmas paper. But this year, I don't know why I didn't do that. I did all the same freaking Santa paper, but obviously, you know, like I did, you know, like Lorenzo, Giovanna, like the tags. So I don't know. We'll see what it looks like. I'll post it and let you guys know. But yeah, I just keep feel like I'm running to the store to get like last minute things. And I feel like they're good, but like I'm still stressing about it.
I didn't.
Being Santa is hard.
I didn't buy any presents yet. I mean, thank God that Bill's done with, because I got that. Poppy shouldn't be getting a Christmas present this year after what I have to do for the birthday.
I think that is, yeah, I think you're good.
I know, but then I still have to get him a present because, like, his wife's dead. And, no, he doesn't have a Christmas present.
Freshly dead.
I want to get some something that's, like, he can use. But then I also, on this day, y'all tell me, I know a lot of our listeners are around the same age as me. Some, maybe some, hopefully, are older. But you start, it's a sick thing, but you start thinking about when you start buying presents for your older relatives, you guys start thinking, you know, this will be mine in the not too near future. You know, so I'm thinking of things like, you know, I buy him all the David.
What do you mean, like his house?
No, I'm saying like I buy him things that I'm gonna, after he dies, I'm gonna take back.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? So like all the jewelry, all his bravado watches, his gold chains. It's like I'm taking.
Yeah, it's gonna be yours one day. When I go to Janice's house and she has like the cutest like Mickey, like Disney Christmas decorations, I'm like, when you're dead, I want this. I was like, when you're dead, this is mine. And she's like, take it.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm thinking, like, what do I need? So I think I'm like, you know, invest in some good kitchen gadgets and things that I might want that are going to stand the test of time.
I love it.
That I can honor, that I can honor my late, that I can honor my late parents after they pass.
That's what I used to do with mommy. When I like started to like make money, I would like buy her these designer bags and everything. And that's just like not her.
What's wrong with that?
But I was like, I'm going to buy you it. So then when you pass away, it's mine.
That's right.
But so I stopped doing it because she is so not like that.
Think about that. But again, I know it's like, I just think it's like once you give birth, your whole life changes. You say, I don't know. I'm not a mom. It's instilled in you. And you have a parent, even if it's an adopted parent, you instilled that sense of motherhood. And it's like second sense. Like, I don't care about anything but the kids having fun. I just want Wiggles to like see his first Christmas tree. And I know it's making fun of me because it's a fucking dog, but literally fuck off. I care about animals more than I care about people. So it's like
the people that say it's just a dog aren't animal people, and they don't have pets.
And they never took care of an infant from birth, like from his mother's teeth. Like
people that don't get it, that your dog is your child, are evil. And that's all I have to say. Here's my baby.
Oh, look at Rocky. That's your cousin Rocky.
Rocky.
Who's that dog?
Oh, look, it's your best friend.
Hello,
it's your cousin. Are you going to bring Wiggles over?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to meet him. This is my baby. This is my fourth child.
Hi, Rocky. Did you see Santa?
So cute.
Are you good with Santa?
No, he's shit in my closet.
Bad poopies?
You don't do that.
Rocky, get bad poopies? Oh, no.
I love this.
Rocky has dementia. He will be best friends like this, and then 10 minutes later, he won't remember who I am, and then he'll.
But yeah. Yeah. So Rocky does not like men. He barks at my dad sometimes. He'll bark at my father-in-law.
Yeah.
But then he stops and he cuddles.
Oh, you being good for Sienna? This is your second Christmas.
Is he so cute?
It's his second Christmas, right?
Look at him hug me. Look at him hug me.
Stop. Oh, fuck. I got to get him a gift, too. Shit.
I have to get Rocky a gift.
Oh, should I sneak Sissy a gift again this year? No, I only buy Sissy presents because the other two are ungrateful.
Terrible. Go sit on the couch, Rocky.
I brought a whale for that little one. He threw it right back at my face.
All right. Well, you have to get going soon. So I ended up, I just asked our Crusaders if they wanted to ask us questions because this is our last episode for the year. So let's see.
Caller, are you there?
Send to us. Oh, and the people want us to do our calling thing again, where they can call the number
you have to
and
come
leave
over.
Voicemails.
Well, we have to come to the city. I live right here. We can go to Blair's.
No, they just leave voicemails and then we play it on the phone.
Do you know how to do that? Oh, we can press it on
We've
your
done it before. Okay, so Bella De Rosa wants to know, best gifts for my mom's boyfriend. Okay, so my mom has a boyfriend, and he loves the Giants. So I ended up getting him like a Giants sweatshirt and like a little tee, and then he loves Stoli Vodka. So that's it. So you need to buy him something that he loves, like a sport or a drink. Super easy.
And those kind of presents, again, I mean, I'm sure even the present's really good. It's the thought that counts with that kind of thing. He's probably just so heartwarmed that you're buying him a present.
Yeah, that you even thought about him.
So it could literally be anything. What's it, whatever you think about it, they like, men are simple. Their favorite food, their favorite sport.
So easy.
There's a gift card.
Their favorite
restaurant.
Hobby. If he likes to like go fishing or something, if he likes to go to the gym. Yeah. Super easy.
Or things that make their lives easier. If he's always like losing his keys, get him an AirTag. Or if like, you know, whatever is like something that's going to help him and he's going to use every day and like be like, oh shit, this was really helpful.
Cal Garino wants to know, how much should you be spending on Christmas for your significant other?
I think that is very, it's very situational. Like I said before, like depending on what your situation is, what you're able to, whatever you're able to offer.
Yeah, everybody's different.
How serious it is. I think if it's the first couple of years of dating, you're in the honeymoon stage, then it's like, I think it's a quantity over quality. I think it's like, you know, like getting like a ton of things, like his favorite socks and like sweatpants and like cologne and a little like cute things you want to see him wear and like, you know, gum or his favorite snacks. Like, I think it's about like doing all that kind of shit. So it's not really about the monetary thing. I think it's about the thing. I think it's what time it is in your relationship. If it's like something like, you know, a centennial year, it's a 10 years you've been together, maybe get a nice piece of jewelry or a watch. But yeah, whatever you can afford and whatever, if you are materialistic people and that's something that that's love language is like material things, then spend more. But if it's like something that just, that's the thought that counts, just fucking make a card with your crayons.
Yeah. So my thing is like, I don't want, like, obviously I would love, I love jewelry. I love like my favorite things. Like I like it, but to me, what makes me happy and like unfulfilled is like meaningful things. So like pictures of my kids that I can hang, you know, things that are about my kids or like, even like Gianni, just getting me a card and putting feelings in it on like how he feels about me and loves me. Like those little things are way more important to me than like diamonds or like a bag or whatever. I want things that are meaningful and have feelings.
I love it.
That's me. Okay, last question. JoJo's my idol. Love her. She always supports us. She said, what's your favorite go-to holiday drink? Hers is eggnog.
You know what mine is?
What?
The Santa Sour. I make it on my Kiki Cuisine this episode. It's out.
What is that?
It's out today, maybe. It's a Santa Sour. So it's like, basically I make a syrup that it smells like, has all the Christmas flavors in it. It's like pomegranate juice, cherry juice, and cranberry.
Would I like it?
Yes. It's pomegranate juice, cherry juice.
I feel like I don't like syrupy stuff.
And cranberry juice cooked down with sugar, so it's like sweet, and then I add like cinnamon sticks and cloves and star anise, like all these like Christmas warm spices, like apple cider spicy kind of stuff.
Ooh.
And it makes the Santa syrup, and then you mix that with some fresh lemon juice and some vodka, and you shake it up with some aquafaba. That's my secret ingredient to make it frothy, or you can use an egg white if you want to make it extra foamy. And you shake it up and it's bright, bright red. It's the prettiest color. And then the foam on top gets white. And then you put a green. So it's like red, white. And then the green rosemary leaf that looks like a Christmas tree stem on top of it.
Ooh.
If you go to look for Kiki Cuisine, KIKIKUISANE on YouTube, you can see my recipe for the Santa Sour.
Okay.
And I also make my, me and Nicole's, and I shot you up by name, our famous Christmas Eve steak bites that we make every year, and it's so good.
Oh my God, make sure you guys watch our stories on Christmas Eve because we're going to be cooking all of that. But my favorite holiday drink, obviously wine. But like, I feel like I'm a simple girl. So it would be like Prosecco, and you put like the little berries in and like a little what is it called? That tree?
Cranberries and rosemary.
Rosemary, yeah. I just like how like festive it looks, and I love bubbles. So Yeah, I would be a simple girl like that.
I would freeze some cranberries. They sell frozen cranberries. Pop those in. It'll keep your champagne cold, look festive, and you put a little sprig of a Christmas tree with rosemary there.
Ooh, love it.
Before we go, can we just, it's going to be, because we're not going to be able to next year and we might be dead by that time. What is going on?
Oh, yeah, with the aliens.
What's happening with aliens? Can you just tell us briefly before we leave?
Okay, so this is my opinion. Nobody knows.
The radiation of the aliens, what's happening?
So nobody knows what's happening. I've been going down a rabbit hole the past couple of nights, like losing sleep, like having nightmares. And I'm just like, why am I freaking myself out? Like, I don't know what's happening. So I ended up watching this one TikTok and the guy's just like, in 2025, and this is like known from like people that predicted this from like 2012, they were like, in 2025, everyone's going to have a spiritual awakening and we're going to be learning about things that we had no idea existed and all this stuff. So I think you see the orbs in the sky.
No, we don't have that in New York.
Well, it's basically happening everywhere. There's orbs.
A ball of light?
Yeah, a ball of light. When you zoom in on it, there's something moving inside. It's like this. So everyone is saying it's the Star of Jacob, and that is the sign. That's the sign. So it's basically an angel, a live angel, and that's the sign that Jesus is returning soon. So. I don't know. I just think that we're going to be learning that aliens are real. There's going to be proof that aliens are real. And then just spiritually, we're all going to be learning about this. I don't think there's radiation. I think that is just a cover up for something else. But the government, bitch, don't trust the government. They're always lying to us. They're like, oh, I don't know what it is in the sky. Like, just ridiculous. Do not listen to the government. They're lying to us all the time. Just know that things like something big is going to happen, but stay positive and don't let yourself get worried, because I think we'll be fine.
Do you think you think they're covering up an alien invasion with the drones? The drones are trying to.
I don't think alien invasion. I just think we're going to see something that proves that we're not alone.
I hope so, because I've known it for years.
I've known it for centuries. I'm excited that there's proof. I want there to be proof. And I'm actually excited. I'm excited for it.
I am too. We come in peace. But if you are and still looking for a last minute gift, I say this to myself, and I've bought three this week alone. I bought three cameos this week alone for, I'm not going to say who they're for, because my family listens, friends listen to this thing. But for three people on my Christmas list, I've gotten three different cameos from people I didn't even know were on Cameo. And it's the funniest fucking gift. If you're looking for a last minute present, Spooky and I are both on Cameo. If you go to cameo.com on your browser,
yes.
Not on the app, we're not on the app, but go on cameo.com and look for Spooky or look for me, Joey Camasta, Mr. P. And you can book a personalized shout out. We'll get them done before Christmas for you. And
yeah, I have 7 cameos that I'm doing right after this. So
that, and then the ultimate gift. If you're a true crusader, the holidays are a great time to get together, get tickets for our live show. We're going to be in New Jersey. The mother of where all start. If you're a Jersey Shore fan,
the hub,
come to the hub. This is where all the aliens are. This is where Jersey Shore started. This is where Spooky and I were both conceived. Well, Spooky wasn't conceived here, but it's our place. Live show. It's going to be like after the holidays, but we're going to do all new material, lots of fan interactions. Tickets are affordable. It's a perfect gift to get someone. Make it a girl's night. All go out to dinner, have a kiki. We can drink with us on stage, hang out. Wiggles will be there. Poppy will be there. Get tickets to our show. Go to the Wellmont Theater website, yes, or Ticketmaster and search for Snooki and Joey. It's happening live. And get yourself tickets to our live show and come celebrate with us.
So exciting. So Merry Christmas, bitches. We love you so much. Have the best
Happy
time
New
with
Year.
Friends and family. Happy New Year. Stay safe. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Cheers. Happy New Year. And thank you for... And to all a good night.
To Marie and Chris.
It's happening.